Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite for our esteemed listeners a beautiful hadith which has been passed down to us from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. This hadith is about sustenance, risk, and what increases risk and sustenance and what causes it to descend. Specifically, it is about the reciprocal relationship between charity and the increase in sustenance. You know, this is one of the propositions, one of those religious propositions, which are, if we don't say they're, it's contrary to reason, if not anything, it is something that reason cannot really understand. You know, we can divide religious propositions found in religion, into two basic categories. One are those set of propositions which reason positively affirms. And the second is the set of propositions in religion which, although reason does not necessarily negate, but it doesn't have anything to say about it positively or negatively. Meaning, reason here doesn't really work. Our minds can't really understand this. If you were to ask a person, if you give away money, you know, what will become of your wealth? Well, obviously the person would say that, as far as they can understand, the wealth of this person who gives it away would decrease. But according to religion, as we will see in this beautiful hadith and narration, it is only by giving away wealth in the form of charity that our sustenance can increase. The Prophet Muhammad said, increase your charity and you will be provided more. And this is a theme that is echoed in a lot of other hadiths. Like, for example, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in another hadith has been narrated to have said, sustenance comes to those who feed others faster than a knife can cut through flesh. Right? So the first hadith we recited, it affirmed the converse relationship between charity and wealth and sustenance. And the second one, it alludes to the almost like the necessity between these two, between charity, giving away wealth in the form of charity, and the increase in sustenance, in the sense that there's an immediate response and reaction to charity in the form of the increase in sustenance. In the same vein, Imam Ali alayhi salam has reported to have said, helping out one's brother in faith from one's own wealth for the sake of Allah increases sustenance. So this hadith is interesting in the sense that it kind of alludes to the person to whom we should give our charity away, to our brother in faith. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at charity and its relationship with the increase in sustenance from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.